Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, PodcastHealth.com, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We're sponsored, as usual, by Life'sFirstNaturals.com. Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, bovine colostrum, and of course, the drug that is used with the GLP-1s, Dye Rescue. That helps you if you get constipation, diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. About 60% of people who get those and take Dye Rescue say it relieves them totally. This is 1252A, and I, as usual, am your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. 1252 at 50 of these a year means I think we're in our 24th year. Amazing. And thank you for listening to us and downloading us. Today, the news of the week. This one is a Roizen rule for a younger you. Combination of lifestyle interventions can improve cognitive performance in people at risk for dementia. That again, the Roizen rule for a younger you segment. And by the way, you can find out more from our other sponsor about everything in the new website that went up at the end of August. I think it went up August 24th, and that is foryoungevity.com. For YOUNGEVITY.com to represent that you aren't just living longer, but you will be living younger for longer, and in fact, maybe even turning back the clock. The combination of lifestyle interventions can improve cognitive performance in people at risk for dementia. That is the Roizen rule for a younger you segment story. Earlier sleep schedule, consistent sleep duration may increase next day physical activity. That's the wellness foreplay segment of the week. Weight regain is common after discontinuing anti-obesity medications, and medication-assisted weight loss is associated with improved disease activity, quality of life of patients with musculoskeletal disease. And one more. GLP-1 decrease risk of new onset. They increase the risk of new onset diabetic retinopathy by 7% in patients with type 2 diabetes, but overall they decrease eye risks. Those three stories on the GLP-1s are our odd omega stories of the week. High intensity interval training may improve cardiorespiratory fitness in patients with inflammatory diseases. That is a second wellness foreplay story of the week. And our longevity is the next disruptor. Metformin is associated with reduced dementia mortality risk in patients with overweight or obesity. Let's get into those stories, if you will. The first one shows that a combination, and this is the Roizen rule for a younger you, that a combination of healthy activities, including exercise, nutrition, diet, computerized speed of processing, brain games, and socializing in a schedule, scheduled into your life, as opposed to just knowing about them and doing them when you feel like doing them, which was the control group. This is a randomized control trial, and they showed that the both groups of participants improved cognitive function, but the group with the scheduled activities and people doing them with them, that is group activities, had a substantially greater improvement in cognitive function. This is from minimal cognitive interference, or what we call MCI disease. Those cognitive difficulties improved, didn't get worse, they improved overall, and they improved more when you schedule these things into your life and did them with others. The well beyond wellness is the early sleep schedule and consistent sleep duration may increase next day physical activities. That's also our wellness foreplay number one segment. And this was that no matter what schedule of sleep, if you did it consistently and went to bed earlier, that is, you went to bed at 8:30 instead of 9:30, even if you slept only 4 hours, the earlier to bed and the consistency, whether short or whether you slept for 8 hours, it was the consistency that was most important in doing physical activity the next day. And that is wellness foreplay done well. The three studies on the GLP-1s, people can't stop them without regaining at least some of the weight, although still at 20 weeks, they weighed less than they started and weighed less than the control group when they took the GLP-1s. And these drugs actually were associated with decrease in symptoms of inflammatory diseases in musculoskeletal diseases. That's the second story. And the third is they did increase diabetic retinopathy presence by about 7%. Not trivial, significant, but not a lot. But overall, looking at all eye diseases that these patients had and the progression of eye disease, they actually were better for patients. So our feeling about the GLP-1 drugs, everyone should consider with their doctor being on one over the age of 50 because of their great decrease in heart disease, stroke, dementia, progression of lung disease, progression of kidney disease, and progression of joint disease. So look at last week's A segment, 1251A, was all about the GLP-1 drugs and their other benefits, if you will, their side effects. We'll probably do more on that because just like Oprah said, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. We said in about 2004, because of the reduction in heart disease, stroke, and other benefits of the statins, you get a statin and you get a statin and you get a statin. It was very common for us to put everyone over 50 on. It's now getting common for us to put everyone over the age of 50 on a GLP-1. Their cost has to come down, obviously. They're now about $330 a month for the cheapest of the Eli Lilly drug Zepbound ordered from Eli Lilly direct. They're about $50 in India and Great Britain, and the government pays for those totally in Great Britain. They obviously aren't losing money at $50 a month. I think they will get greater uptake and be a greater benefit to society and, in fact, shut out competitors at those rates. So I think hopefully Dr. Oz will have great ability to get most favored nation status for us, for all of us on those drugs. The next story is wellness foreplay segment number two. And that is high-intensity interval training improves fitness even in people with musculoskeletal diseases. By doing it, they decrease the inflammation in their body, apparently, and that's what the study shows. So it is beneficial for them to do high-intensity interval training. That means going all out for a few for either 20 seconds, kind of out of every minute for a few minutes at the end of your exercise, or going all out for as long as you can go all out at the end of your exercise. That's what we call high intensity interval training. Metformin, in our other story, longevity is the next disruptor. Metformin administration in this study was associated with decreased dementia and decrease all-cause mortality in people who were overweight or obese during a 10-year follow-up. It wasn't a huge benefit, but it was a significant one. So that is the longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. So let's go through these again briefly. Our Roizen rule for a younger you is combine even before you get the first signs of cognitive dysfunction, exercise, eat healthy, talk to friends, call them, even distant friends, call them, make a point of calling them on Saturday or Sunday, whenever you have free time, call a friend, do speed of processing brain games. So eating healthy, controlling stress by calling friends and socialization, doing speed of processing games, and doing exercise, all beneficial. Early sleep schedule and a consistent sleep duration improves physical activity. That was our wellness foreplay. Story number one, the three stories on the GLP-1 drugs and my feeling that almost everyone will be on them for life, if you will, low dose, if we can get them cheap enough, because they have substantial benefits for decreasing joint disease, decreasing heart disease, stroke, memory loss, kidney dysfunction, and lung dysfunction are known already. And our wellness foreplay story two was do a little high intensity interval training. And even if you have musculoskeletal disease, it will improve your overall feeling and decrease in pain. And metformin in our longevity is this next disruptor. Metformin in people who had obesity was associated with a decrease in dementia and a decrease in mortality risk. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Again, we're sponsored by LifeFirstNaturals.com. Go to their website to find out about TruBiotics, bovine colostrum, and dye rescue, and see the randomized controlled trials of the first two that show such substantial benefits for those of us over 50 that I believe most of us should consider this with our physicians. And go to For Youngevity, the number four, For Youngevity, YOUNGEVITY.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. It's where we will have pretty soon our coaching program so that you can look at any of 18 areas, including inflammation, menopause, andropause, weight loss, smoking cessation, a whole bunch of things, sleeping, balance, a whole bunch of programs for each of those different areas, 18 in total, and can get coached on them so that you can get to 6+2 normals and have a longer, younger life. That is a younger, more vigorous life. That's foryoungevity.com. Thank you, especially our listeners. You're the reason we do this. So do go to Podcast Health Weekly. Of course, you can get us from iHeart and RadioMD.com, as well as at foryoungevity.com. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.